/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
This fall, make Rip City a part of every Missouri game. Owner Greg Mathis and daughter Jessie really have the best St. Louis-style barbecue restaurant in the metro area. Award-winning barbecue baby back ribs, juicy St. Louis-style spare ribs, barbecue pork steaks, chicken, and more. Then after dinner and a Tiger win, sit back and enjoy Rip City's fresh homemade pies. Rip City, real barbecue, great ribs. They're on Manchester Road, east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. For more, go to RibCitySTLouis.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Come join us this weekend at the St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday night with select food items and live music. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. And be sure to tour the beautiful historic church. Buy a raffle ticket and win $10,000 cash. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday evening starting at 5 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 and 9. Opa!
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
big boobs.
So get loosened up. We're about to get
like a megaphone.
Good afternoon and welcome to the September 3rd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by, I don't sing it as well as that, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. That's the sponsor, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit, Interstate 270, 24-7 at Landoff.com. We will tell you why, much like you'll never again have to dread your dental appointment, you'll never hate buying a car again once you've had the Landoff experience. He calls it the Landoff love. I call it the Landoff experience.
Hey!
Well, nothing has changed. The control board operator is still Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, then it would be a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason.
They won't sit you
they
down.
They will ask if you would like
you
to sit down.
Down yourself.
Yes, they will not forcibly seat you in a chair. No. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and I will sit you down and let you know that I am AM in the PM.
Well, we know that, my goodness. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I saw Rat Boy talking to Scott Sherman about that whole will and trust and probate thing is so complicated and so interesting. And I heard him discussing with Scott that years ago he had done a trust, and it specifies exactly who is and who is not to get his collection. What collection of what?
Cheese.
His cheese collection.
Oh, rare cheeses.
Yeah, rare,
yes,
some of the rarest cheeses, valuable cheeses. And he's made it very clear who is to get what he has when he passes away. That is some collection. I've not seen it. I've smelled it. If I drove by his house, I could smell the cheese at Rat Boy's.
When he's cutting the cheese?
And he's cutting it. It's very pungent, I believe is the word. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Thank you. Oh, come on now. Thank you.
Pungent's a great word.
It is a good word. It's one of those words that's perfect.
I know.
Pungent. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Is it the by the low overhead? I knew that people were going, oh, sing more. So
yes.
I just did. Is that it? Are those all the words? By the low overhead way. I think there's more. I think there's a long version to that jingle.
Yeah, I think so, too.
From years ago. They've been in the same spot for 55 years, the Washington Elizabeth exit. And I know it's true that a lot of people don't like to buy a car because I've heard it. I've heard that in my life a lot more often than I've heard, oh, I love looking at cars. They don't like it. People don't like it. But the people that don't like it aren't Johnny Londoff customers. They're going somewhere else. They will not be open Labor Day. He's very strict about things like that. Veterans Day, Labor Day, he believes that his people should have some time off. Yes, you can car shop. There are places that will take your business Labor Day. I'm asking you to wait till Tuesday. Wait till one day.
You can just window
Wednesday
shop
night,
at
if you have to work Wednesday night. Yeah, window shop. Wednesday night. If you will have to work Tuesday, you have to work Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday. But Labor Day, if you think about it, the word is labor. It's like a day from labor. You have to take a day off from labor. So they will not be open Labor Day. But they are open tomorrow night late. They'll be there for you Saturday. And get ready. And I understand you go in with sort of that defensive attitude. Okay, well, I know what's going to happen here. They're going to try to hit me when they're going to tell me. No, it's not. It's not going to be that way at all. You will finally have found a place where you like buying a vehicle. In fact, you liked it so much that you will leave there in a brand new vehicle, already having made the decision, next vehicle we're going to get here too, whether it's pre-owned or it's new. Chevy's a Chevy. We say that all the time. You get the same Chevrolets at many, many dealerships, but you will not get the Londoff experience. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. 314-837-1800, 24/7 at Londoff.com, or just go there. The Washington Elizabeth off Interstate 270. You know who Chris Isaak is?
Yes. Wicked Games.
He's a singer.
Yeah.
I find him, I like him. Why has he never been really famous, Chris Isaak?
He tried doing a talk show, I think,
yes,
for a while.
Yes. But his music is rockabilly, kind of little country, little rock. I like him. I just wonder why he's never been a big name. is by his choice or his music doesn't really fit in any particular slot. I just say it because I saw an article on him. He's got a new CD out or something. I always found him really entertaining. Scott Sherman will be back next Thursday, and we'll listen to other people's problems again, which, boy, I think sometimes you hear some of these people, and you go, man, I thought my life was kind of complicated. Maybe it's not after all. If we had an outdoor segment, which we don't, it would be sponsored by Pistols Plus, and I want to read to you the text that I got from them. I'm going to see Toby Keith Saturday night at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. I get free tickets. I wonder why.
Because you got home at 7:40 this morning?
Yeah. So I may get to meet some of you at Pistols Plus. I may head there Sunday afternoon and be there Sunday afternoon, maybe Monday. So maybe I'll run into some of you there. They're having a huge, they're celebrating 20 years. Pistols Plus is 20 years old. And they're going to have a pistol raffle. They're going to raffle off a Ruger LC9. Now, the gun people know what that's, a great concealed carry 9mm. And they're going to have a lot of giveaways for people who make purchases. The Springfield Armory has donated some stuff, caps and T-shirts. And they also have plenty of .22 caliber ammo in stock. So depending on what you buy, you will get to buy in bulk in some cases, ammo. So that's Pistols Plus this Labor Day weekend. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff being given away with purchases. And they're raffling off a Ruger LC9S. I hope to run into you there. Please, if I'm there and you're there, please say hello. They're in the heart of Osage Beach across from Staples. Pistols Plus. Now, I'm going to have Peon explain to you what he was talking to me about off the air, because this is hard to even believe. He's telling me there's a group of people. Now, we all know there are people that go, Kennedy wasn't really assassinated. Elvis is not really dead. They didn't really walk on the moon.
9/11,
we orchestrated it.
Yep.
Now, he's telling me there are people, and I haven't seen this yet. He's going to send me a link to a couple of things, who are saying that the murders in Virginia of the TV reporter and the cameraman are fake, and they weren't really murdered. You've got to be kidding.
Yes, this is all a ploy by
the government.
The anti-gun people and the government to impose stricter gun laws.
So where do they think the reporter who was shot, where do they think she is?
It was all an act, either in hiding, I'm sure. I don't know. I haven't really gotten that deep into where they think all this.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But there is a segment of society that believes that it was fake, and there are multiple. I mean, you can go to YouTube and see there are multiple YouTube videos of people explaining why they break down the video.
They have to be doing it like they're playing a game. They're playing along. They can't really believe that.
I think they do.
I can tell you something. I've watched interviews with these people who say the moon landing was a hoax. It's shocking.
And there are more people. Yeah, you think, oh, this is what, a few hundred people maybe in the country that believe this. No, it would probably surprise you.
Well, I'll take a look. I can't wait to see it.
10-15% of the people out there.
So good news. The reporter's alive. And the cameraman's alive.
Yeah, good news for the family.
That lady they were interviewing is not really in the hospital.
No, that was fake, too. Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Brother. Now, I've told you before how I feel about bike riding, and I see these people riding bikes in their shiny pants and their little duck butt helmets, those ugly helmets, and those little those uncomfortable bike seats. It looks like you're shoving a banana up your butt or something. They're so uncomfortable. Little bitty skinny tires. Not like the bikes we rode as a kid that were comfortable bikes. Big fat tires. You could lean back and ride and not even hold the handlebars. It would balance itself. Remember those?
I saw a bike in the store, and it had the fattest tires. It was like a mountain bike.
Yeah.
It had really fat tires.
I've seen them.
Like big, yeah.
Those motorcycle tires.
Those are cool.
Yeah. But the hardcore bikers, the tire is the size, the width of a pencil.
Yeah.
It's hardly even a tire. And so let me read you this article, because I know a couple of people who are bikers. I have a friend, I'm not making this up. He gets up every morning and rides 40 miles every morning for work. 40 miles.
Who doesn't?
Listen to this. On the rise, the number of injuries from men over 45 riding bicycles. More U.S. adults are getting hurt on bikes than ever before, especially middle-aged and older men. This is from the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Wait, are they hurting their boys?
Well, they're getting all kinds of injuries. It says some involving famous men. John Kerry, remember? He had that bike accident.
Right.
Injured in France. Bono had a bicycle accident in New York. It says overall injuries and hospitalizations have increased since the late 90s. The biggest spike is in the proportion of riders over 45. Well, that does it. That does it for me. Mm. I was actually kind of considering, after I talked to my friend about riding 40 miles, started to sound good to me.
Yes.
I'm not going to do it now because I don't want to get hurt. I have people who depend on me. I can't get hurt. Donald Trump has said he will sign the what that tells you is he's decided he'll sign that Republican pledge or whatever, that he won't run as an independent. You know what that means? He's decided he actually doesn't want to be president. He realizes, I wanted to get a lot of attention. I may actually win, and I don't want to win. I think that's what that's about. And now, speaking of Trump and money, listen to this. These are this is how wealthy people live. I'm going to read you this is from either some sort of travel magazine or a website or something. It is a Four Seasons Ty Warner penthouse in New York. Now, this is a penthouse that people rent, and they stay there like you would a hotel room. You're not going to believe this. This is what real money gets people. It's 4,300 square feet. And again, you're not living there. You're just staying. There's a minimum of 3 nights. You have to stay there 3 nights. It's $50,000 a night. So you have to spend at least $150,000, and I'll describe it to you. You get a personal trainer. Oh, I'm in now. Butler service. Your meals are prepared. There's a spa treatment included. Oh, okay, spa, $150,000 spa treatment, and a chauffeured Rolls Royce. It's the 52nd floor of the New York luxury hotel, the Ty Warner. Never heard of it. 360-degree view of the city. Living room has hand-lacquered walls with mother-of-pearl inlay and its own fireplace. The library is bigger than most Manhattan apartments, has a 26-foot-high cathedral ceiling and a Bösendorf grand piano. Bedroom mattress, check this out. The mattress in the bedroom was handmade in Sweden. It took 160 hours to make it. The mattress cost $65,000.
Wow.
All right, I got another one for you. The way wealthy people live. Singapore Airlines actually has suites. You can travel and get a plane ticket, not just a first-class ticket, but a suite.
Oh, I've seen somebody describe that. You get your personal butler.
In an airplane.
Yes.
Yeah. The ticket to fly most routes is $12,000 to $14,000 for your airline ticket. Your little suite on the plane has a 23-inch flat-screen television, a full-size bed with turndown service on a plane.
Turndown service?
It's the Airbus A380. Behind each set of sliding doors is a private oasis, is the way they describe it. The seat is 3 feet wide, faces a 23-inch television that has more than 100 movies and 180 TV shows loaded into its hard drive. And when it's time to go to bed, the flight attendant prepares your bed with the linens, full-size pillows, and couples traveling together, the two middle seats can combine into a double bed. That's your $12,000 to $14,000 plane ticket. The Queen Mary II, you can go on board this boat and get a grand duplex suite. Your cabin on the Queen Mary II is 2,249 square feet. It's the size of the average home.
Wow.
40,000 a couple. You have spread out on couches. You relax on your own private outdoor deck, not a balcony, an actual deck. or and it has a staircase. You can go upstairs. This is a cabin, a stateroom on a ship. So that is an example of how wealthy people live. And then I have one other one here. They in 2017, the Regent Seven Seas is offering a $100,000 cruise. They put this thing out to the public, and it sold out in a day at $100,000. Says it booked up within hours of the announcement. $100,000 per couple. It's so popular that 70% of it booked the first day, and then the rest right after that. I can't even imagine. It's a 128-day cruise, 490 passengers. It's an all-suite ship, the first around-the-world cruise in 6 years, and one of the most ambitious voyages ever, it says. It includes stops in 60 ports on six different continents. No wonder it takes 128 days. Actually, a little over 100, about $110,000 per customer. 301 square feet, a lot smaller than that other thing I talked about. Pre-cruise hotel. The fare includes a pre-cruise hotel stay. Oh, okay, well, you get a hotel room for a night. First-class airfare to and from Miami. Boom, 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 boom. Unbelievable. Sold out immediately. Kind of like our trip we offer people.
Yeah.
It's a little bit cheaper to go with us. If you can't do this, go with us to Jamaica. I think we got like two rooms left or something. It's all on Facebook.com/AimandThePM. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So yesterday, Peon and I are going over some jokes, just jokes we've thought of and that came into our heads. And one of them we haven't told for a while. I will tell you now, but I have to set this joke up just because of the times we live in. And the way a certain thing has changed. This joke involves a lady who's drunk who gets a couple of tattoos, but you need to know she's an older lady. She's about 70. And the reason I have to mention that is so that when you visualize this joke, you have to remember older women don't, I think the term is groom down there. Okay. Well, they don't. I don't think they
for
do.
For the
they're,
most part.
They're old
I
school.
Think,
I think.
For the most part, yeah.
So they don't, they're not into all that. So this older lady, about 70, gets has a few too many drinks and decides that she wants to get a couple tattoos. She's never had a tattoo. So she stumbles into the tattoo parlor. She says, hey, she says, I like you a couple tattoos. And the guy says, all right, what would you like and where? She says, I brought just a couple pictures with me, Brad Pitt and Hugh Jackman. And she pulls up her skirt. She says, I want Brad Pitt inside my right thigh and Hugh Jackman is inside my left thigh. He says, well, okay, it'll take a while. I can do that. I need you to take your skirt off and pull your underwear down. I need you to sit up on the table, you know, with no panties or pants on because you want the tattoo on the inside of your thigh. She says, no problem. She takes everything off, and she sits up on the table, and he goes to work with the tattoo. And this is taking hours, and she's drinking while he does. She brought a bottle with her. So he finishes the work. He steps back, looks at it. She's sitting up on the table with her legs spread apart. He goes, well, what do you think? And she looks down and she says, well, I can't tell because they're kind of upside down. I need to get somebody else's opinion. And there's a drunk guy walking by the tattoo parlor. She goes, hey! Hey, come in here a minute. And he walks in and goes, what do you want? She goes, I just got two tattoos. I want to make sure they're good. When you look down here, and she spreads her legs out, who do you see? He said, well, I see Brad Pitt. On looks like there your right thigh there inside your right thigh. And I spread your legs out a little more. Yeah, that looks like Hugh Jackman. on the other. And the guy in the middle looks like Willie Nelson.
Here comes traffic from a big Willie Nelson fan. It's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, no kidding. I'd say something, but I can't. All right, we're looking at a vehicle fire. They just put this vehicle fire out. It's on the ramp from westbound 364, the Page extension, to the Maryland Heights Expressway. They do have the ramp shut down right now. Now, we are jammed back pretty solid from Bennington Place. All lanes right around Bennington Place, then over Creepcore Lake it opens up. It's just the right lane that remains solid. And then once you get past the Maryland Heights Expressway, you're pretty solid up to the Veterans Bridge before it starts opening up. Southbound 270 looks like a parking lot, and it's midway between McKelvey and Dorset all the way down through Marshall Road. We still have eastbound 44 drivers slowing from 141 through Mraz, and that's due to that earlier accident. They've cleared the accident on eastbound Highway 70 at Lucas and Hunt. We're running stop and go between the airport and Florissant, and then you open up, and then from about Salisbury into the depressed section, you're running slow. You've got football traffic, I guess it is, coming in on eastbound 40, slowing from Chesterfield Parkway East up through Mason. You're heavy again in pockets between Clayton Warson and Big Bend. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Now through Monday at Kohl's, take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing and buyer specialist.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
If you're a man over 40 and can't stop going to the bathroom during the night, if your urine flow is weak, if you're using the bathroom more than your coworkers, then you have all the signs of an aging prostate. Prostate problems affect the majority of us men as we age, and often we ignore waking up one, two, or three times a night to go to the bathroom until either you or your wife had enough. I urge you to call for your risk-free bottle of GoFlow Prostate Formula. GoFlow Prostate is non-prescription and contains clinically studied natural ingredients that help to reduce waking at night to urinate. GoFlow helps to increase urine flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. Best of all, GoFlow Prostate was developed by a medical doctor, Mitchell Fleischer. Call now, try it risk-free, and you'll even get free shipping and handling. Call 1-800-670-4986. That's 1-800-670-4986. This offer is available for a limited time in response to this ad. Call now, Don't wait. Call 1-800-670-4986. That's 1-800-670-4986.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified field and turf enhancer compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, handles heavy rains with ease, and improves drought resistance in plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for STA certified field and turf enhancer compost, soil or mulch products, available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Are you ready to experience cleaning made easy? Stop by one of the five St. Louis area Oryx stores and check out their selection of lightweight vacuums, handheld models, steam mops, and air purifiers. Their experts are ready to help with all your cleaning needs. You won't find this kind of personal service anywhere else. Now, for a limited time, pick up the Oryx Steam It steam mop for only $129.99. That's a $50 savings off the regular price. So hurry into one of the five area Oryx stores today.
You've known us by many names.
Cardinal Glennon.
DePaul.
St. Clair.
St. Joseph.
St. Mary's.
With a mission of care and compassion. And soon, you'll come to know all of us as SSM Health. Because we're changing the way we provide health care to our community. SSM Health. We're changing our name, but our mission remains the same. To learn more, visit SSMHealthStLouis.com.
It's a great time to update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. Right now, at Metro Lighting, save on all lighting from Feiss. Whether you're lighting your entire dream home or just need a new lamp, Feiss offers distinctive selections for every style and budget. It's a great time to update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market Wrap-Ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
When building a deck, you have a choice. Redwood decks are one of a kind. Plastic decks are one of a mold. Redwood decks are naturally beautiful. Plastic decks are unnaturally not beautiful. Redwood decks are terrific for grilling burgers. Plastic decks are terrific for grilling your feet. Compare for yourself. Real, strong redwood.
Visit GetRedwood.com.
Inhaling the fumes of products like correction fluid, computer keyboard cleaner, and spray paint is so popular. Nearly one of five children has tried it by the eighth grade. Anytime these products are huffed, they can kill. Some of the signs are paint stains on clothing or skin, spots or sores near the mouth, red eyes or runny nose accompanied with a chemical smell on clothing or the breath. For more, call 1-800-269-4327. This paid public service announcement is sponsored by Bergman Schreyer and Company, who know that our children are the future, and it's a future well worth protecting. Grapes from California might just be the perfect snack. They're loaded with energy and a burst of flavor. Best of all, you can take them just about anywhere. So grab a bunch today at Schnucks.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go.
Oh, yes, that means it's time.
Let me go home and start.
Segment you've all been waiting for. Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door. I'm sure that many of you have been there. Those of you who haven't, next time you want to really treat yourself, to one of the best restaurants you will ever eat in. And I'm not kidding. Annie Gunn's. You'll need a reservation. They're closed on Mondays. And drive by there anytime during lunch or dinner. You can hardly find a parking. You can hardly find a parking spot because it's just that good and that popular. So make reservations. A gift cards are always a good idea. Here he is, Mike Evans. Yeah, they put that clerk in jail who wouldn't issue the same-sex marriage certificate. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. You know, peon, talking about it off the air, peon said, he's right. You can't mix the church and state thing. If you're going to work there, you know, you can't be deciding who can and can't do what. It'd be like if you were in the office where they issue concealed carry permits, you go down and give it to you. I don't think people should have guns. You can't do that. So I guess she's rethinking all this now that she's sitting in a jail cell.
Yeah, my thoughts on it, you know my basic beliefs, but I agree. I mean, you know, I mean, she does have the right of her own religious beliefs, but she took a job and...
She can't inflict them on other people.
Took a pledge to uphold the laws, and the laws say something else. She can't put her personal feelings above with the law that she's working for a government agency.
And she's a huge hypocrite. Did you hear her prior marriages where she was married to one guy, pregnant with another guy's twins?
Oh, that has to do with anything. Yeah. She was married to another woman.
What?
I don't know what that has to do with anything. She wasn't married to another woman.
No, I know, but she's saying her
marriages.
Christian beliefs.
She likes marriages a lot. She can get married a lot.
Hold on. What it has to do with is she's married to one guy but pregnant by another guy. If she's so Christian, her lifestyle doesn't reflect that.
No. I mean, they're very different things. I mean, you know, two people of the same sex being married or going out on your husband or wife. A lot of people go out on their husbands and wives.
Yeah, I think what he's saying
only 10% of the people
only
3% of them get married.
I think people love to hear when somebody is this holier than thou.
I agree. I see that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. What else is going on?
Got a pop quiz for you.
All right.
Who has the most big-time critical acclaim? We're talking big awards. Jake Gyllenhaal, Eminem, 50 Cent, Carrie Underwood.
Four very different people.
They are. According to publicists, five meanest celebrities to their fans are number five, Rihanna, number four, Gene Simmons.
No surprise.
Number three, Kevin James. Number two, Jerry Seinfeld.
No surprise.
Number one, Ariana Grande.
Not real familiar.
Oh, she's a bitch.
Her. Really?
She is the worst. She's just hideous. A hideous human being.
She's cute, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all, because then she can be
then she can be mean, yeah. Plus the name, Ariola. Yeah. I mean, what the heck?
No, Ariana.
Ariana.
Oh, okay.
Can it be nasty on broadcasting?
Well, you can't.
No, okay. Odds and ends, Bill Cosby took and failed the lie detector test. Barring a huge civil cash settlement, looks like Cosby will face accuser Judy Huth in court in January. That'll be interesting.
When did this lie detector test take place?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And you're going to do it because I said so.
Yeah, that's how you talk to women, right there.
Exactly. Well. You tell them, Franco.
Yeah.
Here are a couple questions. Why in the world would The View be out wooing Chelsea Clinton to join their crew? Second question is, why in the world would anybody be watching The View?
Yeah, no kidding.
Hideous. Two besties, best friends forever. Magic Johnson's cross-dressing gay son, EJ, who's really works very, very hard for charities in Los Angeles. He's a great guy, but very, I guess I can say flaming guy?
Yeah, flamboyant.
Very flamboyant.
Over the top.
Very festive. His best friend, new best friend, your favorite person, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
Rihanna's favorite loafers, made by Gucci. Cost $1,000 for a pair of these loafers and kangaroo fur lined. PETA is hopping mad about this.
Oh, see what he did there?
Oh,
thank you.
Did? Yeah.
Where did he even come up with? Let's put kangaroo fur in that loafer.
I don't know.
Where did he come up with that?
I don't know.
Let's put dog fur in that hat. For years, I've been looking for ways to make the Academy Award shorter. This year, there'll be no humanitarian award. Wow, that means the show will only be about 5 hours and 20 minutes.
No humanitarian award. That's why I watch
it. I know it is, Franco.
Crap.
I know. I know. Prediction. I think it's going to be a huge success for SpongeBob SquarePants when it opens on Broadway next year. Some of the biggest names in music are writing songs for the musical slash comedy SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway.
Unbelievable. I cannot believe it.
I would go see it.
Oh, Dan, first in line.
I would definitely go see it. I love SpongeBob.
You'll camp out there.
Don't you like SpongeBob, Franco?
I don't know. I've not watched it. I don't know what it
I'm
is.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't watched it.
Have you watched Big Bang Theory yet, Franco?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
What is wrong with you?
Well, eventually, maybe.
You like SpongeBob, Mike?
Yeah.
I do, too, yeah.
Did you watch Show Me a Hero?
What?
Show Me a Hero.
I don't know what that is.
The Wozniacki, the mayor of Yonkers, New York.
No, I didn't watch that. I don't know what. I never heard of it.
Oh, it was a three part special on History Channel. Was fabulous.
Okay.
No, it was on HBO.
Okay.
Another fabulous HBO miniseries. Mm-hmm. It's a true story about Yonkers in the 1980s when they were going to segregate the town, and the people went up in arms, and the mayor and the city council ended up going to jail because they wouldn't do what the judge said. And
I messed up. I watched the Playboy Channel or something about Yankers.
Oh.
You know, now you're getting nasty.
I watched Willie Yonkers about that magical ticket and stuff. And
that's not funny. That's not funny.
No.
You really ruined
Willie Yonkers. No,
that didn't make sense. Yeah, Willie Yonkers is funny.
Yeah, Yank.
But not Willie Yonka. See, now he's mad. Now you messed up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to ruin your
Everything was going pretty well.
It was going pretty good, Franco.
And then
they started peeing on me.
Yeah, uh-huh. They started peeing on you.
Yep.
Date in history, September 3rd, 1993, a chimpanzee matches wits with five Wall Street experts. Each pick one stock a day for a month. You know what happened. The chimp wins, hands down.
There you go.
There you go.
And finally.
I had a couple of the nuggets, but I'm a professional team player, so.
Save them.
There you go. Who has the most big-time critical acclaim? We're talking awards. Jake Gyllenhaal, Eminem, 50 Cent, Carrie Underwood.
I'll say, 50 Cent.
Gyllenhaal.
I'm afraid it's probably Eminem, so I'll say Eminem.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal has had one Oscar nomination. 50 Cent has won one Grammy, also has won bankruptcy. Carrie Underwood has won 5 Grammys. Eminem has won 15 Grammys, and he won an Academy Award for his movie 8 Mile.
I told you.
Emma.
Goodbye. I tried to watch that 8 Mile. Did you try to watch it?
No, I didn't. Oh, that's one
goodness.
I never tried to watch.
Yeah, I can't.
Mike Evans is courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant on the Smokehouse Market. Hey, Amini's in Chesterfield Valley is having a tent sale, and I think most of the sale has been extended through Labor Day. It was to end today. Going pretty well, though. They take it through Labor Day. You're going to find some of the finest patio furniture made in the world, and the stuff under the tent is up to 50% off, depending on what you select. They also have half-off sales tax. So this is a chance for you to get. In fact, some of the stuff would be said, well, we didn't think we could afford this, but now we can. They moved some patio furniture at Amini's, and it is wonderful furniture. It is not junk. A lot of patio furniture that's sold in the country is crap. It's just junk. It doesn't last. Peels, fades, This is some good stuff, and you'll see, just like everything in Amini's, they don't sell any junk. No category will they have junk. Amini's, a copper dome, an incredible place, a fun place. Take your family because they do not mind at all. The kids play pinball or arcade games while you look around. Aminis, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, I know you've heard me say now and then that there's a highway that's cursed during the day, and Highway 44 is the cursed highway. We've got a complete shutdown now. They cleared that earlier accident, and now we've got another accident. It's on eastbound 44 just after the Mraz overpass. The highway is completely shut down, and it looks like it's going to be down for a while because they've got cones across. So you're backed up again to almost Highway 141. Westbound drivers are slowing right from Highway 270 through Mraz to take a look at this thing. Now we also have an accident on northbound 141, just a little bit north of Highway 44, and that's got only the left lane open, and we're backed up almost to Hawkins Road. Southbound 270 is still like a parking lot north of Dorset all the way down through Marshall Road. We have eastbound 40 drivers slowing 141 through Mason. You're going to be slow again from Lindbergh all the way in through Big Bend. Downtown eastbound 40 has thinned out. Eastbound 270 looks pretty good. And westbound 70 just a little bit heavy as you go past the airport. This traffic report brought to you by Jack in the Box. While supplies last, you can get a St. Louis Cardinals antenna ball for just 99 cents with any purchase at Jack in the Box. Available at participating locations. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning, a Mizzou preview with Howard Richards and movies with David Blaustein.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The only way we're going to move forward is if we have both a concrete deal.
We're an hour away from kickoff for the Rams' final preseason game. What the governor is saying tonight about the progress of keeping the NFL in St. Louis.
A 16-year-old shot and killed in North St. Louis County. What police are saying tonight about how it happened.
Fire destroyed a Fairview Heights apartment building. Why the fire chief says this could have been much worse.
St. Jude Dream Home has been given away. Who's the lucky winner? We caught up with him.
Are you ready for some football? We got a football game tonight on Fox. Meanwhile, the countdown has begun for the NFL owners meeting in New York in October. Supporters of a new riverfront stadium are rallying tonight before the Rams host the Chiefs for the final preseason game.
Could the lack of support from key lawmakers hurt the city's standing with the NFL? Fox News' Betsy Bruce talked to the governor and the mayor about that. She joined